questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Khan of Islam page. Very welcome again to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host on this program, and with me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour, and welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of the embodiment of our good deeds and evil deeds in the other world. According to Islamic beliefs, the people are shown the real and true embodiment of their good deeds and evil deeds in this world. What is this mechanism? Explain it a little bit for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that embodiments of the whatsoever you have done in this world, you see and you receive it and you witness it actually in the Day of Judgment. It is very interesting.
Yes.
You know that I believe that if we properly understand this kind of embodiment of our action in the Day of Judgment, maybe automatically many problems would be solved. I mean, you would choose the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to try to have the, you know, positive role in society. You try to be righteous person and to be away from different evils.
Yes.
For example, you know, in the verses of Noble Quran, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَنْبَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا.
Yes.
If you eat the property of orphan,
yes,
actually you have eaten fire.
It is as if you are eating fire.
As if, yes. Actually.
Okay.
And actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. It is not as if. It is actually...
It is the very...
Yes, exactly. You have eaten fire.
Fire, okay.
You see? But I understand that maybe for my audience,
yes,
maybe it is somehow difficult or complicated to get this point. You know that he said that I eat the property of orphan. It was not a fire. How do you explain that? I would like to explain this issue. You know that if you look at the reality of your action, reality of your action is actually you have eaten fire. You have put fire into your belly.
Yes.
You know that because it is disgusting action.
Yes.
When you eat the property of orphan, when you commit some evil action, for example, when you kill innocent human being.
Yes.
It sounds to be for some people, maybe it is not a very important thing, but actually it is one of the greatest and grievous sin possible that you have done.
Okay.
فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا It is as if you have killed all human beings on this planet.
Okay. I think this embodiment of your action is very much... we could see, and the manifestation of your good and evil deeds can be seen in this world too, isn't it?
Exactly.
It is not only limited to the other world or akhirah.
Exactly. You know, in the Day of Judgment, all people can witness that, but in this world, only few people who are, let's say pure people, they can witness the reality of your action, not all people. Because most of the people, they are not qualified to see the reality of the actions. You know that even this word that we are pronouncing and we utter these words, it has its own embodiment and manifestation. Okay? Very
That's
important.
Right.
We have to be careful about what we say, what we practice, what we perform, because it has some reality within that. You know, and only, as I said, few people can witness that. But we have to be, after all, very careful about the, you know, reality of our action and try to have the nicest action possible.
That's all right. Do we have any narration, ahadith or riwayat regarding the tajassud al-a'mal or tajassum al-a'mal?
Many narrations in this regard. Mm-hmm. For example, if you go to the book of, compilation by Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi, they describe the Day of Judgment, and they talk about the embodiment of action. You can find plenty of narrations talking about that. And some of them, they are very frightening, it's okay. Kind of for people, if they know whatever you do, you would find the manifestation of that in the Day of Judgment. But I would like to share one verse of the Quran, because these verses are acceptable by all Muslims. Whether you are Shia or Sunni, accept the verse of Noble Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. In the Day of Judgment, people will resurrect in different groups in order to have shown to them their own actions. لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. What you witness is your action, nothing more than that. Okay? If you practice evil action, or on the other side, if you practice righteous action, you will witness exactly your actions. You will witness the reality of your actions. Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ضَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَحْ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ضَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَحْ. Even if you do the minute action, atom-based action, you will witness that. And, whether it is good action or evil action, you will witness exactly your action.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, for sure, these, we can say, embodiments, are they again in the physical format? Or no, they are somehow, how can I say,
yes,
like a spiritual one.
Spiritual one. You know that about the Day of Judgment, again, there are different ideas. But I would like to touch upon one of the most accepted one, which is a physical appearance of the Day of Judgment. But according to most of the scholars, at least some of the scholars, a Day of Judgment, you will witness your action physically.
Mm-hmm.
Because Day of Judgment is actually Ma'ad Jismani.
Yes.
It has been accepted by...
The physical resurrection.
Physical resurrection.
Okay.
You will witness that. So, consequently, you will witness the reality of your action physically.
So, now let's talk about the concept of Tawbah or repentance. So, if all our actions are going to be shown the true embodiment in the other world, so why through repentance the negative effects will be removed?
You know that by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, negative aspect of that would be effaced if it has been practiced in a proper way. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different verses of Noble Quran talking about repentance of of human being toward him, tubu ilallah. In the different verses of Noble Quran, repent toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, it has different stages. First of all, we have to be remorseful of what we have done.
Mm-hmm.
Again. And second, try to compensate for that. For example, if you committed some evil action with regard to the property of people, you have to give it back to the owner. Okay,
yes.
And to have some kind of makeup for what you have done, in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept your repentance. And you see that by this true repentance, the effect of your action would be effaced, and then no longer you would have any kind of, evil action. In this, in different narrations, we have, for example, At-ta'ibu min ad-dam kama la dam bala.
Mm-hmm.
If you repent from your evil action, It is as if you have not committed any evil action.
Is it true to say that because the true manifestation and the embodiment of our actions according to religious beliefs were not understandable by the common people, these symbols and these metaphors were given to make them easier to understand?
To have this kind of metaphor understanding of verses of Noble Quran, actually, it is not acceptable. You see that these verses talking about the reality of some deeds and some behavior. But because some people, they cannot have proper understanding of the verse of Noble Quran, they wanted to make verses of Noble Quran metaphorically.
Yes.
But, this approach of understanding of verse of Noble Quran, generally speaking, is not acceptable. Because if you go to the verse of Noble Quran, these verses talking about the reality of things, and maybe we have some shortcoming with our understanding of verse of Noble Quran, but these verses talking about some fact, even in this world or in the day of judgment.
That's all right. I think the most outstanding, we can say, philosopher who has talked about these aspects is Mullah Sadra, isn't it?
Exactly.
He is the one that very much talked about the embodiment, Ma'ad-e Jismani, Harikat-e Johari, okay?
Yes, Mullah Sadra, one of the greatest contemporary philosophers of Shia school of thought, and of course other scholars of philosophy, Islamic philosophy, They have done great job with regards to the expanding Islamic philosophy, and may Allah bless all of them. They have great contribution into the Islamic philosophy and explaining some of the verses with regards to the Day of Judgment and of course other related issue in this regard. Verses of Noble Quran, as I said in the beginning of this episode, we have plenty of verses talking about the, embodiment of our action. For example, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا
Yes.
وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ Whatsoever you have done, you find present.
Mm-hmm.
You find present. We think that whatever we do, it has been forgotten. Even
yes.
ourselves, we forgot
yes.
many things we have done.
Yes.
We do not remember. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that in the day of judgment, you will find whatever you have done present. And as I said, I would like to emphasize, if we understand properly this reality and this fact, it can have great role in purification of human being.
Maulana, in a very beautiful poem, talks about Tajassud al-Amal. I would like to read out this poem, which is in Persian language. It says, چون سجودی یا رکوعی مرد کشت شد در آن عالم سجود او بهشت. If, for example, you worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, so the reward of which will be the paradise or the heaven on that world. چون که پرید از دهانش حمد حق مرغ جنت ساختش رب الفلق. In fact, if you again glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, in the other world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given you the paradise and the heaven in that world. چون ز دستت رست ایثار و زکات if your hand giving charity and zakat and sacrifice in the way of Allah گشت این دست آن طرف نخل و نبات. In the other world,
yes,
your hand will be changed into a kind of palm tree and sweet, which is in fact the symbols, as they said, the metaphors
exactly.
of the good deeds in the other world. So this is really nice poem.
Yes, exactly.
And Maulana and Rumi, has explained it very beautifully. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour, for a nice elaboration regarding Tajassud al-Amal. It was very kind of your embodiment of our good deeds and evil deeds in the other world. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن 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 لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن